Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love me.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back. The Heartbreakers in the background there. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Amit Kazar. He's the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. And Amit, thanks again for being here and for all the great work you do there helping folks find the best loans that they can get, whether it be online or offline, the old-fashioned way, or the newfangled way, right? So talk to us. We're talking about some. You've got some tips on how to make sure you're approaching the loan, the capital acquisition process. And let's focus on loans. We're focusing on loans today, folks. Not so much raising capital through equity. What are some other tips for us to make sure we're heading in the right direction?
Jim, I think another big tip is, I call it the flexibility, and there's two parts to that. So the one part of that is a good old-fashioned rule. The best time to get a loan is when you don't need it.
Right.
So we see time and time again, people come into our office, and they have suddenly there's an emergency. And last year, business was going great, and they could have quite easily gone to the bank and got a reasonably priced line of credit. And now, all of a sudden, they need money in a few days because something unexpected happened, and there's a problem, and there's a crisis, and they're going to pay a premium for it. So the very best possible time to borrow money is when you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And people...
let me say this, because this is what I've tried to do in my career, and I've accomplished this most of the time, or to ask for it quite a while before you need it.
Correct. One of the two.
In other words, it's because when you say borrow money when you want to try to borrow money when you don't need it, that sounds weird, because why would you do that? But another way to think about that is to tell your banker in July that you're going to need some money in October. That's another way to say you can borrow money when you don't need it.
Yeah, and at the same time, though, when I say borrow money when you don't need it, I'm talking about a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about putting yourself on the hook for a term debt or something. I'm saying every business should try to get a line of credit as soon as they can and have it. Sort of for a lack of a better word, for a rainy day fund or whatever you might call it.
And that might not be a line of credit the way I work with my bank. A line of credit doesn't mean that I borrow $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever and have it laying out there all the time for me to use. In my case, it means that whenever I need it, I get it, and it's on a term, and I tell them why, and I perform on that. And I pay them off and button it up, and we do another one later on, maybe.
Correct. It could be all kinds of variables.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So, and then when you are going to be borrowing money, whether it's term debt or particularly term debt, I always encourage business owners to take the longest possible amortization possible, preferably without prepayment penalties or with very limited prepayment penalties. So as an example, if you have an option of borrowing money for a term of 2 years or a term of 10 years, and mm-hmm. the 10-year term has a lower monthly payment and no prepayment penalty, my advice would be always take the lowest monthly possible payment and pay it off faster if mm-hmm. you can, if things allow, because mm-hmm. nothing ever quite goes to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I think, often choose the lowest amortization because they just want the debt done quickly. But especially after coming coming out of this horrible recession a few years ago. I think it's very important to set yourself up with the greatest amount of flexibility.
Well, it sure helps your cash flow. Although one thing you might want to be prepared for is your banker might have set limits on different assets. Right, they might go 3 years on this kind of assets and 4 years. But if you ask them, what I mean saying is, if you tell them in advance, I'd like to be able to pay this off over 5 years instead of three, they might give it to you.
Correct, and the SBA is great for that because the SBA will give you 10-year.
Right, exactly. Okay, folks, multifunding.com, that's Ami's website. Ami, great job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holiday to you, too. Ami Khazar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.